Rafa, we let say, good thing everyone's here, right? Still, maybe we would have thought, since it only says beged klaim shatneiz lo yala lech, we might have thought only beged, only halah needs to be tzemru pishtim, because that's not as strong an action as levisha, and maybe levisha is any two minim would be aser. Because we're going to tzemru pishtim, therefore it has to write tzemru pishtim, because it doesn't say beged, but levisha says lo silba shatneiz. So it has to write tzemru pishtim. Teacher levisha is also only usher tzemru pishtim. No, okay, levisha korban if takes shatnez shatnez yala. We could have learned shatnez shatnez from halah. So therefore, really, it says beged klaim shatnez lo yala lecha. Beged means tzemru pishtim. So shatnez shatnez, we know that bein bahalah, bein belevisha tzemru pishtim. So tzemru pishtim is usher. V'tana dvir shmal taimed the kasa rachmana tzemru pishtim halav echi klaim. It says it's havmin the usher rachmana. Now we're asking a side question. Right, now taka that works. According to Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, tzemru pishtim is extra, that's the mufneh. Now the tzaikash is, you need a mufneh to teach us that tzitzis is doche klayim, according to Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel? According to Davka, we're Davka in Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, it says, beged always means tzemru pishtim in the Chumash. Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Davka needs mufneh? No, Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, even without a drasha, knows that tzitzis is doche klayim. How does he know? But he could have had a havmin if not for a drasha that it was asr. No, misvara Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel knows that klaim is docha tzitzis. Because aksiva aslam says, akhfei big day hem, the Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel kol begadim tzemru pishtim hem. If Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel holds begim in tzemru pishtim, then be aslam says, akhfei big day hem means but tzitzis on tzemru and pishtim, according to Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. So if according to Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel means but tzitzis on tzemru pishtim, Varma Rachmana of Lutchela says, akhfei diam dorsam, venosnal tzitzis akhanaf psil techeles. Utchelas imrahu. So Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even, you know, if you're only giving us an answer that works for Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel doesn't need mufneh. Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel misvara knows that tzitzis is doche klayim. Because tzitzis is a beged of tzemru pishtim, and you have to put on tchelas. And tchelas is tzemer. So therefore, it's mefurish in the pasuk without a drasha that you put tzemer onto pishtim. According to Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, my tchelas imra, how do we know that tchelas is wool? Midashesh kitna, tchelas imrahu. Right, in the Big Day Kahuna, it talks about tchilas v'argamam v'solasha nivashesh, etc. So shesh is not a color. Shesh is a fabric. It means linen. Tchilas argamam v'solasha nivashesh are colors. So how do you contrast a color with a fabric? Or what's the contrast between a color and a fabric? I can't say, you know, bring me white, blue, green, and wood. You have to be parallel. So obviously that implies that tchilas argamam v'solasha nivashesh are not only colors. They're also fabrics. Right? So therefore, tchelas must not mean blue, it must mean blue wool, and argamon must not mean purple, it must mean purple wool, and talashani must not mean red, it means must mean red wool. And that's why they can be a contrast to sheish, which means plain linen. You know, uncolored linen. Okay. The itzrik. Sal kedait ramina kidirava. No. So now we have a kasha. Why does Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel need a drasha? Doesn't Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel need it? Misvar, so no, because he might have thought that the idea of Tzemru Pishtim was for Rava. The Rava Rami Ksiv Hakanaf Min Haknaf, Ksiv Tzemru Pishtim. Right? On the one hand, it says Hakanaf Min Haknaf. You have to make the tzitzis out of the same fabric as the actual beged, the knaf, which is the corner of the beged. Uktziv tzemru pishtim, but it says tzemru pishtim. Haketza tzemru pishtim potim mein mina mein shalom mina shar mina potim mina potim shalom mina ein potim. Right, this is the psak of Rava that because it says tzemru pishtim, but it says where does it say tzemru pishtim in the mufne of the smukhan of the klayim. But it says mina knaf, meaning whatever your beged is. So therefore, what's this astira? Do you make it out of mina knaf, or do you make the strings out of tzemru pishtim? The answer is, min haknaf is poter its own min. Canvas is poter canvas, and I don't know. Camel here is poter camel here, and whatever else. Maybe cotton is poter cotton. And tzemru pishtim poters everything. V'ha Tanu Dvei Shmuel less lay de Rava, right? So what they're asking, right? The kasha was, right? You're going to say they need tzemru pishtim laf nuye to teach us the docha. No, they know docha misvara. So he says, you're right, they need tzemru pishtim to teach us Rava's drasha. Then the Gemara says, right, what do they need tzemru pishtim for? For Rava's drasha. He says, we need it for Rava's drasha. But the whole point of Tanu Dvei Shmuel doesn't hold like Rava. This is the fundamental machlokas, right? Everyone's familiar with this machlokas. that mida oraisa, what begadim are chayiv in tzitzis. Tanit v'yishmal holds, al kanfei v'gdeyim, a begim in tzemer pishtim, mida oraisa, only tzemer pishtim is chayiv in tzitzis. While Rava holds, mida oraisa, all begadim are chayiv in tzitzis. The only difference is that strings of cotton potter cotton, and strings of wool and linen potter everything. So what Rava's whole drush was based on the idea that all types of fabrics are chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah. The whole point of Tanur Rishmal is that only tzemer pishtim is chayiv in tzitzis min haTorah. So of course Tanur Rishmal doesn't hold from Rava's whole idea. It's big machlokes showing exactly what the Havmina was, but it doesn't matter. And the Mahalach of the Gemara is pretty clear either way. So they say, no, that you misunderstood. You misunderstood us. It's a sathlag mina ki diyuka de Rava hakanaf minaknaf. The Gemara didn't mean. Again, what is tzemer pishtim for? Right. So according to Tanur Rishmal, first we said tzemer pishtim is lafnuye, teach you that it's docha klayim. We say no, it's obvious that it's docha klayim because the pasuk itself. So what is tzemer pishtim for? Tzemer pishtim is for Rava. What do you mean? Rava's the opponent of Tanur Rishmal. Saying no. We didn't mean it's for Rava. We meant it's for the idea of Rava. What's the idea of Rava? Rava darshins, forget about. Rava has two shitas. Number one, the fundamental machlokes in Rava and Tanur Rishmal, what does beged mean in biblical Hebrew? Tanur Rishmal says in biblical Hebrew, beged means wool and linen, wool or linen. Rava says in biblical Hebrew, beged means any fabric that you make clothing out of. So of course Tanur Rishmal doesn't hold from Rava. That's their old shita. But then Rava had a second point. Besides his general shita and kol Torah kula in biblical Hebrew, he had a specific drusha called Hakanaf Min HaKnaf, right? That the strings have to be the same fabric as, made of the same fabric as the beged. So what's the Havmina? Tanit V'Rav Shmuel, what would their Havmina have been if not for the extra word Semru Pishtin? They would have said, we disagree with Rav about being Mechayiv all garments. We're only Mechayiv wool and linen. But we do darshan hakanaf min haknaf, and therefore through the drasha of hakanaf min haknaf, what would they have said? Avli tzemer letzemer upishtim lepishtim. They would have darshan without tzemer upishtim. They would have said make tzemer tzitzis for tzemer and make pishtim tzitzis for pishtim. Oh, how do you do tchilas if you're making pishtim tzitzis for pishtim? So the answer is chiyavi tzemer letzemer tzavigol tzemer lepishtim upishtim letzemer lo. So what's the havmina? Let's just go through the mahalach of the Gemara. Right, we're all within Tana today, Rabbi Shmuel. Right, so first they say Tzemer Upishtim is Mufne for Tzitzis Doche Klayim. Then they say, no, what do you mean? Misvara Tzitzis Doche Klayim. Why? Because the Beged means either Tzemer or Pishtim. I mean, in the Chumash, they call it Pishtim. In Chazal, they always call it, like other places, not Pishtan, but it's the same thing. And you have to add Tchilas. You have to add Tchilas, right? It says Beged, Tchilas. So therefore, it's obvious that since it's Doche Klayim. So he's saying no. And therefore, what do you need the Mufneh for? So the answer is, you misunderstood us. We didn't mean because of Rava. We meant because what would you have thought Misvara? Misvara, you would have thought a beged means tzemer, and then through min haknaf, you put chute tzemer, including cheles. And if the beged means pishtim, then through min haknaf, you would think you put chute pishtan. And then obviously without chilas, because obviously the Torah says min haknaf, it meant the chilas was only on your wool clothes, not on your linen clothes. That's what you would have thought misvara. So comes semer, comes the extra lashon semer upishtim to teach you klayim b'tzitzis. That's the maskana according to Tanit V'Rav Shmuel, that Misvara, we would not have known klayim b'tzitzis, because min haknaf redirects the psukim and says that strings have to be the same min as the knaf. So obviously it's known for klayim. What do you do with tchelas? Must be tchelas only for the winter, when you wear wool, not for the summer. So Kamashal Tzemer Pishtim to override Min HaKnaf. The extra Tzemer Pishtim overrides Min HaKnaf. Right, what to do with Min HaKnaf we'll come back to. But Kamashal Tzemer Pishtim to override Min HaKnaf and teach you, no, the strings don't have to be Min HaKnaf. Now, rather, the strings have to be Tzemer Pishtim. Right, strings have to be Tzemer Pishtim, not Min HaKnaf. Therefore, what does it mean? It doesn't mean tzemer for tzemer, pishtim for pishtim. That's min haknaf. That you don't need tzemer, tzemer, pishtim means even, right? Kasa Rav Huna, tzemer, pishtim, now feel tzemer, lepishtim, lepishtim, letzemer. That's the maskan according to the Tanna Beri Shval. That's how we know tzitz is docha kalayim. From the extra word tzemer, pishtim, that we need to override min haknaf, and that's the mark of asei docha losase.
Why would
min
haknaf come to override? If we thought misvara,
no, it's not overriding it.
Because misvara, we thought beforehand that of course you can put tchilas and pishtim.
No, but why do we think you can put tchilas and pishtim? Because the pasuk says bigdeihem tchilas. So you have to put tchilas and bigdeihem. That means tchilas and tzemer pishtim, right? But now that we've minaknaf, the Torah says no minaknaf on bigdeihem, meaning pishtim and pishtim, tzemer and tzemer. So then obviously the Torah got to tchilas must be only if you're wearing tzemer. Okay, that's the mahalach of the Gemara. There's a few things to mayor in the Mahalach of this Gemara, but the one thing we're going to discuss now is the problem all the Rishonim had with the last two words of the Gemara. What specific problem do we have with the last two words of the Gemara? Exactly. Right? Meaning, the fourth-to-last word and third-to-last word are okay, right? Kamash want to feel tzemer lepishtim. You think you wouldn't put blue wool on your linen summer clothes? No, no, no. Kamash want to even tzemer lepishtim. And that's the makor asei docha losase. But that makes a lot of sense. Tzemer lepishtim. But pishtim letzemer means, what does pishtim letzemer mean? Right? Here's my tzemer beged, right? Begin tzemer, and the tchilas has to meet of tzemer, but the chutei lavan can be pishtim, right? That's what pishtim letzemer means, right? The tchilas can't be pishtim. That's a contradiction in terms. Meaning the options, these strings that could be anything, the lavan, I can put pishtim on tzemer. And that doesn't make any sense. Taina, you have begin pishtim, so you need to put chutei tchilas of tzemer, right? That's the way to do the mitzvah. But this goes against the klal of who? Reish Lakish, right? What about Efshar? What time stand? Right? Reish Lakish, he's a few places in Shas. Right? Komach and Adol, say, Sib Losasa, Efshar Kaim Shnei Mutav, that's why it's Docha Losasa. And Efshar Kaim Shnei Mutav. Right? It's only if it's Efshar Kaim Shnei that you have the right to do a Say Docha Losasa. So why does the Gemara say you have the right to put Pishtim on Tzemer? It's always actual kind of shame by putting Tzemer on Tzemer. Right? That is a kasha which all the Rishonim are bothered by now. Even the Tosos brings it up. Nere Dimrasel Dafilu. Nere Dafilu Shnei Chutei Lavan Shel Tzemer Shari B'Pishtim. Right? This is Tosos Shitase we're familiar with, hopefully. The three main machlokes Rishonim. About how much tchilas and how much lavan you have. What are the three sheets in the Rishonim? About how many strings are tchilas, how many are lavan? Anyone?
Two.
What? What's the sheet of Rashi and Tosos?
Two.
Half and half. Rashi and Tosos say half and half tchilas and lavan. What's the sheet of the Ravid?
Three.
One out of four, right? One full string is tchilas. What's the sheet? That's the Ravid. Did I say what's the sheet of the Ramban? One out of eight, half the string, right? The Ramban says one out of eight. Half a string, what looks like one string to us. The Ravid says one out of four, one full string, still tchilas, one string. And Rashi and Tosos say, no, that it means two out of four. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that. So that's Tosos, she does some total tangent here, but that's why Tosos talks about Shnei Chutei Lavan. According to Tosos, it's not like you see a lot of people walking around like nowadays. People walk around nowadays, what do they do?
One.
Well, one out of four, like the Ravid. Okay.
Some people are
one out of eight.
Or some people, oh, yeah. Are you
two out of four?
Shepherd says two out of four. Okay, that's true. So if you're from YU, then then you know that Rav Schefter says two out of four, like Rashi and Tosos. Okay, so that's why Tosos is Sheikhu de Lovan, but Tosos says, obviously, what do we mean? A beget semer, and the Lovan you make a pishtim. And that's obviously not necessary. So he says, Avagav the Efshur Vimino, you could have put semer on it. That is Tosos's problem. This is not only a problem that's invented by our Gemara, as Tosos points out, right? This sort of kasha is really an internal stira in the Gemara in Menachos, right? Between two adjacent sugyas in Menachos, in Perek HaTzchelas, right? On the one hand, in Menachos Daf Lama Testament Beis, they have this exact question. What do they ask? Menachos Daf Lama Testament Beis says, Ibailahu, shall Amr Shmuel, which made a lady, Chutei Tzemer Potrim Bishel Pishtan. You can put Tzemer strings on a Pishtan Beged. Ibailu shall Pishtan Mashi Yiftu Bishel Tzemer. Tzemer shall Pishtan with the Potrim Chelas Potrim Nami Glolom Anakot. So what's the first thing Shmuel says? Shmuel says, what does Shmuel say? That Chutei a tzemer potrim shel pishtan. What does he mean? Right. The here we have lamed tes of a base. If you have a beged of pishtan, you can make chutei lavan of tzemer. Now, is that necessary? No. Only the tchelas has to be tzemer. Even though it's not necessary, you can make the lavan of tzemer, and then the ibayin. Who the Gemara's question? What are the other rounds? Shall pish, shall mash yiftim, shall tsemer. Tsemer shall pish, and the part of him, the part of nami, love and nami, part of all pish, and tsemer low, well, Dilma came in, so the civil shot in his tsemer, pish, and yakhlov, vilum pasalach, lotion of tsemer, pish, and lotion of pish, and tsemer. Right? So, the Gemara is the Sibaya. What about if you have a beged tsemer, can you put chutin lavan of pishtan? Do you say no? Right? Yeah, okay, fine. You're allowed to put the white tzemer on the pishtan because you already put a blue tzemer. So, okay, you're already putting tzemer pishtan. But on a beged tzemer with blue tzemer, you have no right to put white pishtan strings. Or no, you say, lo silba shatna shivim klaya, lo silba shatna tzitzis pasalach, means you can do whatever you want. And in the end, what do they paskin? Tashma, domer rach, omer yuda paskins, chute tzemer, potem shal pishtan, potem shal tzemer. You can do either way. This is Shmuel. And this is Rav Yehuda. Tashma, you could do either way. You could put white in anything you want. You don't have to worry. Do all the klayim you want. Right? And you can even put, okay. So that is Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. So Lord, in the Daf Lamed Testament Beis, what do we see? That you can put the white unnecessarily. Only the tchelis is necessary, what it is. The talis, let's assume that's necessary. It's already there. You have the talis. The talus is semer, it's semer. The talus is pishtan, it's pishtan. The chutei tchelas have to be semer. The chutei lava, he said, no, optionally. On the, however, on daf, that's on daf on the testament base. On daf mem amid aleph, we see tana rabbanan, sodim mitzitzis, beishamai potun, ubeis hillel mechayvin. Do you put, okay, it's a little unclear exactly what we mean. Let's assume they're asking, do you put tchelas? Do you put tchelas on a linen garment? Right? So Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes. V'aloch tiri Beis Hillel, and we pass on like Beis Hillel. But Amar Belozer Ritzadik, I'll call Matos Chilus Shulaim Elo Minamat Tamiyim. What do you mean? Anyone who puts tcheles in their linen garments in Yerushalayim, they wonder at him. They consider him very strange. Amar Rebbe and Kriin Lomar Asura Lefisha Ein Bikiyim. They asked it Midrabban Exer Drabbanan because of a lack of Bikiyus. So what does the Gemara say? Because of some chash drabbana, midrabbanan, they assered tcheles on linen. Right? They assered this client midrabbanan. Why? The Rava. Why don't we just, what do you mean? Because it'll be strange, because people don't know and they'll be confused. Just get a press conference and announce it. No, kolshkin miyulavin. No, then for sure they'll be confused. Literally, pirka. So why not just darshan in the very public drasha and clear? Why don't we just make clear to everyone, not just in a rumor, like an actual public drasha, make clear to everyone the din daraisa that klaim is dochet sits and all the rules, they won't be confused anymore. So the answer is no, it must be gzeira, not just for confusion. Gzeira shom kala ilan. What's the gzeira? You're not allowed to wear tcheles on Pishtun. Gzeira that you think it's you're wearing tcheles, or the guy people think you're wearing tcheles from a chilazon, and it's really tcheles from an indigo plant. I don't know, indigo comes from an indigo plant? Anyone? I think so. Some sort of plant. So maybe you'll use a pasul tcheles. Where it says, what's wrong with using pasul tcheles? Lo yelavan. What's wrong with using pasul tcheles? Takir yotze. What happens if, right? Again, I'm not sure. All right, let's take the mainstream sock. I heard from some people otherwise, which I didn't understand. Let's say guys like Matan, right? Who else? Anyone else here wear tchelas? Okay, he'll have to take all the attention himself. Let's say he's wrong, and let's say those blue, that's not really kosher tchelas. Okay, then is he ruining his mitzvah of tzitzis? Is he doing an iser d'oraisa? Is he doing an avera? Says no. So what if he's wrong? Loyal 11. So you know what? If he's wrong, it's really not tcheles, and it's really kaleila, and it's really just some other blue thing that's not called tcheles halachli. Then it's no worse than white. You know, white doesn't have to be white. White means not tcheles. So if he's wrong and it's not tcheles, then he's wearing four white strings like me, and you know he hasn't lost anything. I mean, other than the money. So what's the problem? So even if the guy wears Kala Elon, Taka, what's the problem? He's still Yotze Tzitzis, even if he wears Kala Elon. No. Kaven Shefshar B'minan Lo Kidresh Lakish. No, what are you talking about? If you're wearing Lavan, then Lavan is Efshar Mino. Yeah, if you're Lavan, it still counts as Tzitzis. Any other color but Tchelis is called Lavan, and still counts as Tzitzis. But Lavan's not allowed to be Klayim. Why? Because Lavan is Efshar to make the same min as the Talis. Like Rish Lakish, Dom Rish Lakish, Komak Shadamot Sev Lo Sasem, Ati Yochel Chayv Shnei Muta, Vim Lav Yoasem, Iti Chazol Sasem, etc. Then the Gemara goes on and says, well, why not check it? He says, oh, it must be Gzera because of Te'ima, or maybe Gzera because of Ksas Laila. In the end, they say, well, why not just check if it's good Tzelos or not? And they decide there's other reasons for the Gzera. But what did the Gemara say on Daf Mem? So of course, says the same thing. On Daf Mem, it says, the Lavan is not allowed to be Kalayim because Efshar Bimino Kidresh Lakish. Right? That's exactly the Sphira. And the Aflama Testament base, it says, like the bottom Yivo is Dalam base. Yeah, you can make the Lovin anything you want. Semer Lepishtim, Pishtim Letsemer, the Lovin can be anything you want. But, and the Mem of Aleph, just one of it later, it's not the same Sugya, but it's the same general Sugya, it says, Chas v'sholem. They even made a gzeira to asur all klayim and tzitzis. Gzeira, shema, you think it's blue, and it's really not blue. And then it's lavan, and in lavan, there's no heta for klayim because of Rish Lakish. So it's a flat-out stira. So the question is, how are we yasur the stira between Yevamos, Tafdalim and Beis, which is just quoting the maskana of the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, Daflam and Tessim, Beis and Benachos, versus the principle of Reish Lakish, which in the very next element of the Nachos, they apply this exact Shaila of Lavan. The exact Shaila of Lavan, right? It's not just the principle of Reish Lakish, like he says about Yibam and he says about, you know, whatever. He actually says about the Chutei Lavan. The Chutei Lavan have to be Mino, because it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. So, how many ways are there to answer this Stira? Anyone? How many ways are there in Rishonim to answer this Stira? If you don't want to answer, you can just tell me how the Rishonim answer this Stira. How do the Rishonim answer this Stira? Who's raising their hand? Say your name. I don't know why he's in the back of my hand. The father, not mother. When Eif shall the kind of shame, such as?
When you can't find it.
Exactly. Who says that? What? The Rashba. One answer is the Rashba here. Right? The Rashba is not the only person in the world who says this. It's also in the Me'iri here. Also, the Ritva here says it as a second daya. Also, the Beis Yosef quotes Rini Yeruchim is saying this, right? That's Rini Yeruchim. Chutei Pishtam Potem Bei. Oh, it's on our sheet. Chutei Pishtam Potem Bei Shal Tzemer V'chein Behipach. The Klayim says Mutter. V'dam Kishein Omotze Mimino. V'al Omotze Mimino Liyatabu Klayim. K'dam Reish Lakish, right? Rini Yeruchim talking about Bezman Hazeh. Rini Yeruchim didn't have Tchelas anymore. Yeah. Rini Yeruchim already didn't have Tchelas. He's talking about Bezman Hazeh. Zan is a special kind of shame if you can find. What does that mean? I buy a a semer suit, right? What does everyone? Everyone in the old days had, I think, stama. Everyone in the old days had two suits. I mean, suits were just big rectangles. They had a semer suit for the winter, right, and a pishtan suit for the summer. That's why stama got them. Right? Semer and pishtan. Semer for the winter and pishtan for the summer. So what happens? The winter comes. I get my semer suit. And I have to use tsemer strings. What if I can't find any tsemer strings, right? What do I do if I can't find any tsemer strings? I go to the shuk and I can't find, there are no tsemer strings. I have to get dressed in the morning and I can't find any tsemer strings for sale today. So the Rashba says, that's yefshel v'kayim shneim. If you can't find any tsemer strings, then the only way to do the mitzvah is with pishtan strings. Even though they're lavan, they don't have to be pishtan. But today they do because I can't find any tsemer strings in the shuk, and likewise vice versa. If I have a linen garment and I can't find any linen string, there's a shortage of linen. There's a shortage of linen. It's the summer. I get my linen in Beged and they used up all the linen because it's the summer. I can't even buy one chut in the shuk. Or, I'm stuck in a desert island. But I have lots of chutei tsemer. Okay, you never know what you'll have when you're stuck in a desert island. Then, that's called Eif Shalakayim Shneim. So that is, one answer is the Rashba. He just makes an okemta. The okemta of daf men is when you have chutin mimino. If you have chuta mimino available to you, then that's called efshel kain shneim, and it's an answer d'oraisa to where shatn is. But what does our gemara mean? Afilu tsemer l'pishtan mishum tsemer. What does the word daf lamed tesa mebeis of menachos mean? That you could even chute the tsemer pot mishal pishtan, chute pishtan pot mishal tsemer. That means an okimta that you only have shatnas strings available, and that's called Eirshe. Once you make that okimta, then it's Eirshe l'kayim shneim. Once you make that okimta, it's a big okimta. I mean, how likely is that to be the scenario? Probably not in everyday life or whatever. Like a guy in a shvetel, whether it be 1, 2, or 3,000 years ago. Can't find some strings of tzemer for his day at tzemer, some string, can't find 16 strings. But whatever, let's say you had this weird case, right? Theoretically, you have the case where you can't find the kind of strings you need. Then, then you're allowed to apply because that's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. That's the answer to the Rashba through this Okemta.
I can never find...
Can't find Pishtan strings? They don't sell linen in the shuk? They must sell linen in the shuk, no?
No, Barzal, I have
no idea. No, so that depends. If you really hold you need to be a mishma, me'ikra din, and go find things that were nitvu lishma, right? They were all made in China. But if you assume that, let's assume that really it's enough me'ikra din to kshira lishma, right? And you could buy the... So then when you go to the store, I'm sure you go to some... I'm not sure. But let's say you go to the sewing store. So Minastam, you can go to the sewing store and say, I want to buy a spool of linen thread. So you'll take a linen thread, and Tom said it has to be shazer, so you'll take a linen thread, you'll twist it a little, no big deal, and then you'll tie it onto your dadama. I don't know if it's so common that you can't buy linen thread. I don't know. I'm sure if you ask someone who knows something about sewing, they can tell you where to buy linen threads.
We know that by the Tfilat Shadayim, that we have the road, Mother Ein, how much further, how much back?
So that is a great question. What does ain mean? So obviously ain doesn't mean you cannot wear clothing. Not only because that would be embarrassing, but because then you wouldn't be doing the mitzvah, right? And ain also doesn't mean go buy different clothing. Apparently, you're chayav on this clothing. When you have this clothing, you're chayav. But how far do you have to go? What if you can drive all day and find? What if you can... that is a good question. Meaning, how far do you have to go out of your way to be called Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem? And the answer is, I'm not sure. It's a good question. How far do you have to go out of your way to call it Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem? I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Even here, one of the places that one year you have a piece of bacon, rip it apart, take part of the threads, and make your
okay, good.
So that's already, you're saying that's already Efshel. Rip your coda card is not...
So that is taka a good question. Meaning, why didn't always Efshar to just rip out 16 threads from the existing peget, right? So I don't know if the Rashba asked the.
Yeah,
What? The Ritva definitely asked this. The Rashba also might deal with this. What?
I saw it somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it anymore.
He says here. Yeah, here we are. The Rashba says himself. Why is it always after just take some out of your beged? He says that's considered efshar, right? What does he mean by that? What he probably means by that is that no, ruining your clothing after what, he didn't take strings out. I'll just take string out. It'll be 16 strings smaller. No, that's like it doesn't work that way, right? The whole thing will get ruined. So that's ruining your clothing, even though you can still wear it. Right? But ruining your clothing, that's called Yesher. If you have to have a hefset, that's called I mean, he doesn't mean a hefset if you have to buy them. Every mitzvah, you have to buy it. But if you have to ruin something else, that's called Yesher. So it seems like he's a pretty makel version of Yesher. Unless you want to interpret what he's saying a little different. That's what he sounds like. He sounds like he's a pretty makel definition of Yesher. Now, if you have to ruin your clothes, that's called Yesher. There could have been a different way to answer his question. Based on the Rav says, after all, why not just like wear your other suit, right? Every time I have a linen suit with shatnez, why not just wear my wool suit all year long? So that's called, you know, that's not called efshar. So Rav says why? The Rav says because, and this is a whole thing we'll have to maybe come on to. There's a whole machlokas whether tzitzis a chovas cheftz or a chovas gavra in the Gemara in Menachos. We paskin tzitzis a chovas gavra, meaning only if you wear it. Only when you wear it, you put on tzitzis. You don't have to put on tzitzis in, you know, what's sitting in your storehouse. But the Rav says, no, when tzitzis the chovas gavra, it still means the chiyav, it doesn't purely come from the gavra. Torah didn't say wear tzitzis. Torah said the beged you wear needs tzitzis. So the Rav was at the chiddush, that even though tzitzis is only chiyav when you wear it, the chiyav still stems from the heft of the beged. And therefore, what you might say is you could have another way to answer the Rashba's kashi. Say, why don't you have to take 16 strings out of the beged? Because this beged is chayiv in tzitzis. And if you took strings out of it, then that would be a different beged, and you wouldn't be behind the chayiv tzitzis on this beged. So he says that the chayiv tzitzis comes from this beged, then this beged basher husham is chayiv in tzitzis. And if you have to change the beged, then that's not what you're chayiv to do, because you're chayiv puts it on this beged. Okay, but the Rav understood, no, if you say the chiyuv comes from the beged, then this beged, without change, you have to be able to put tzitzis on it. But that's not the simplest way. The simplest way to answer the Rashba's kashya, he says, if you have to ruin something, that's called the efshar, which means that efshar can shnayim is efshar can shnayim without ruining things, without hefsid mamon. Okay, that's the Rashba's answer. This is a little controversial in Beis Yosef. If you look at Beis Yosef, I put in the brackets here, he says, the Beis Yosef himself says, because of Rini Rucham Chutei Pesham Potem Begin Shal Tzemer V'chein Hippoch De Klein B'tzitz Motzav Dav Kishin Motzav Mimino Avol Motzav Mimino Lo Yatvul Klein Kudom Reish Lokish Kom Lokish Motzav Yisem Lo Sasa V'chulei. It's a little, okay, the Beis Yosef, I guess, must not have had at his disposal all the Rishonim and Yevamos at this point, because it's not just Rini Rucham, it's also Rashba, it's also Ritva, it's also Meiri, although he definitely did not have said Meiri. V'ein Nirali, but the Beis Yosef actually rejects this Rashba. I mean, he's calling Rabbi Yerucham. Ella afal pish ein matzui lo mimino me'ach she efshel kaim shneim ilo yematzui lo lo dachinus lo sase. Beis Yosef doesn't like this Rashba. You could have said I don't like this Rashba because I don't want to make the okimta. You know, he's right, but I don't think that the Gemara only means this weird okimta. But the Beis Yosef says no. Even in this weird okimta, the Rashba's wrong. He argues on the Rashba. Not just I don't like that okimta. I don't think that's found in the Gemara. He says I don't think the din is true of the Rashba. Beis Yosef argues on the din of the Rashba, right? Again, why am I pressing this? Just because all the other Rishonim didn't give the Rashba's answers to our sugya doesn't mean they reject his din. Maybe they say, yeah, your din is right, I just don't think that's the case that Gemara is talking about. But the Beis Yosef says, no. I don't only not like that Shad Gemara. I think your din is wrong because this is called Efshar l'kayim shneihem, theoretically. And the Beis Yosef has a fundamental machlokes of the Rashba. The Rashba defines Efshar l'kayim shneihem very practically, right? can you, right now, with the resources available to you, be Mekayim, without a Hefsid Mamon, be Mekayim Shneim? Reis Yosef thinks, no, you have the wrong definition of Efshel Kayim Shneim. Efshel Kayim Shneim doesn't mean can you right now be Mekayim Shneim. It means theoretically is an Efshel Kayim Shneim. And, for example, Yibum, let's say on the Greisa level, Yibum Makom with a Grusha, that's theoretically Efshel Kayim Shneim, because there's no way to do Yibum except by Bia of this woman who's an Isser or love to him. Chayles on a pishta, on a linen garment, that's theoretically Efshel Kayim Shneim, because you can't have Chayles, that's not wool, and wool on linen is shatnez. But if you just happen to have a technical problem right now because the store is closed, or because you're on a desert island, that's called Efshel Kayim Shneim, because we don't care about your subjective Efshel Kayim Shneim, we care about the objective theoretical Efshel Kayim Shneim. That's a big chiddush of the Beis Yosef. Misvar, we would say like a Rashba. Practically, can you be Kayim Shneim or not? But apparently, Beis Yosef thinks that no, it's not practical, theoretical. If theoretically you can be Kayim Shneim, then Aseh is not Doche. Aseh is not Doche Lo Sase. It could be, I'll just point out, that Kobetz Aros sort of says this more or less. In, if you want to look up the Maror Makom, it's in the beginning of Siman Zayin. He says, what's Machlokas between the Rashba and the Beis Yosef? He says, the Rashba might think the idea of Eshel Kayim Shneim is that it just means, it's just practical. It means the assay is more important than a lav, but it's better not to do the aveira at all. But if you're stuck, then it's worth doing the aveira to do the mitzvah. So if you're stuck, it's worth doing the aveira to do a mitzvah. It doesn't matter what theoretically someone could have done. It matters in your circumstances. The Beis Yosef might think, like he suggests, like Reb Nissim going, that assay dovel lo sasim means Hashem put a tnai. Hashem put a tnai. This lav doesn't apply to makom assay. But if it's that Hashem put it, it's not a practical thing of what's more important. It's a Tanai. It's not which is bigger. It's a Tanai. And you could say if Hashem made a Tanai, it's not Mukhrach, but possible to say, Hashem didn't make a Tanai, the Lav doesn't apply when you need to Mekayim the Aseh. Hashem made a Tanai. The Lav doesn't apply where people in general need to do it through Mekayim and Aseh. So if Hashem put a Tanai in the Lav, he didn't put a Tanai in the Lav of your particular circumstances as an individual, but a Tanai in the Lav that cases where I'll be the theoretical Torah, you need to do an assay. I didn't mean to say the lav, but cases where I'll be the Torah in general, you don't need to do it to do an assay, then the lav still applies. So that's the Kobetz Aharos is chiddush. Ha'ara, he says, based on, says Rabbi Chanan, which I think makes sense, based on the Tanai idea of Rabbi Nissim going. Because if you say assay dovelos assay was just practical, you want to do the best thing. It's better to do an assay, even if you have to violate a lav. It's better to do everything right. But if you're stuck, then the assay is worth a lav. Then it's just depending on your individual circumstance. If you say that Nisim on Hashem put a tnai, then it could go either way. But at least it's possible to say that Hashem said, no, Hashem's tnai was not based on your individual circumstance. Hashem's tnai was based on the general circumstances of Jews in the Torah, who keep the Torah. So the Chora, that's the, as far as the Yosef has to hold like Rav Nisim going, that assay do kolosasa is because of a tnai. And then the tnai was based on their usual circumstances, not your individual circumstances.
Could we say that the idea that it's theoretically possible in Kayim Shneim is when it is really theoretically possible because it's not here, it's there, or it's halfway around the world. But if we lost the Masoret of what Chelet is, then it could be that the whole of the Yevshav Kayim Shneim, because we can go all over the world, we can go wherever we want to go. We won't find it because we don't know what we're looking for.
Yeah, but once we forgot the Masoret Tchelos, now it's Efshel Kayim Shneim, because now that we don't have Tchelos anymore, so it's always Efshel Kayim Shneim, because you can make the strings out of anything you want.
Yeah, but no, but you can't say that I have to find the Tchelos.
Okay, perhaps, yeah. Yeah.
The logical extension of the Yosef's opinion is that you should really only wear tzitzis that are up tzem and with tzem strings. If really you're supposed to be Mekayim Shneim, so Mekayim tzitzis and mitzvah kilayim, and never wear tzitzis that are kilayim.
No, you'd have to say, but the Torah said a beged of pishtun also.
In other words, when you're saying that the Torah is talking about general circumstances, the Torah apparently includes the notion that people have to wear pishtun somewhere.
Correct. Okay. Correct. That's either you have to say gzeiras hakasav because the Torah mentions pishtun, or you have to say because of chovas chefza, meaning if the chefza has a chiyuv on it, then who cares if I could have worn something else? But the chefza is the one, not the chefza wants, but the chefza still requires a mitzvah. Which leads the Rav from Sect. Okay, that's the Rashba. Who has a different answer for this theorem? Or you have a comment about the Rashba?
The whole concept of concept of dochli or not dochli, because of smuching, that there's no iser at all here of shatnez, and so you don't. It's not even that you have to worry. Reish Lakish's principle doesn't apply at all.
Okay, great. So what you're saying is Reish Lakish's principle doesn't apply to. Tzitzis, exactly. Right, that is the simple pshat in Menachas Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. What does it say? I'll listen to the Ibai. Ibai, the Mishal Pishta Mashiach, the Mishal Tzemer. Tzemer called Pshishin, who's part of the Chayim Tchelas Pardon Lamed Nava, I'll hold Pishta with Tzemer Lo, maybe not, O Dilma, what's the Tzad Yes? Kev Nechsev Lo Silva Shat and Tzemer Pishta Miyachdav, Yidilam Tassel Lecha, the Torah says you can do it, so it doesn't make a difference what the case. What does that mean? Hutra, it's a general hutra, right? The Torah says hutra, right? Doesn't say dechuya. It says hutra, lo silva shatnes, yedilam tasalcha. I mean, don't wear shatnes, but make a deal out of shatnes. Doesn't say make a deal out of shatnes if it's necessary. It says hutra. So maybe the answer is that, right? That. Klayim b'tzitzis is hotra. Now that would be great in your vowels. Klayim b'tzitzis is hotra. Why are you bringing Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish is for dechuya. Klayim b'tzitzis is hotra. You thought klayim b'tzitzis was dechuya because they brought it in the sugya of Sei Dochul Sasa? No, klayim b'tzitzis is hotra. It's like zeres hakasa. The klayim doesn't apply to tzitzis. However, what do you do with menachas daf mem amud aleph? If Klein B'tzitzis is Hotra, why are they bringing in Reish Lakish there and saying that it would be an Aveira to wear shatnez unnecessarily?
It's two different sugyas, a different
time. Exactly. So that is what Tosa says in Menachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, in the second and third answers. Now let's ignore the below. What does Tosa say? This is Tosa's second and third answers in Menachos. This is Tosos. Menachos. Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Hey Rutzim, Beis to Gimel. He says, because basically the same Shita, what's the only difference? He says, either this is only a Chumra Midrabanan, either he says, yeah, Reish Lakish, that's only Chumra. They didn't really mean Reish Lakish, they just meant that as a Chumra Midrabanan. And there's some sort of Zera. It's a chumrim garbana, not to where shatn is, if it's efshal time shnehem. And then there it goes there, not that chelas on linen at all, lest you violate this garbana of shatn to efshal time shnehem. Or, this is what Morty was suggesting, the more popular shot. Or it's a machlokes. And we don't paskin like this line in the Gemara. After all, in the end of the Gemara goes on and says it's a different reason for the Xera. They don't, the Reish Lakish is not the last line. It's not the last gun. It's part of the Shakla Vataria. Say, yeah, there's one day in the Shakla Vataria that Reish Lakish applies to Tzitzis. Yeah, Taka, there's a day in the Shakla Vataria that Reish Lakish applies to Tzitzis. Either he only applied to Rabbanan, or he doesn't apply at all. They had a day in the Gemara that Reish Lakish applied to Tzitzis. But really, Reish Lakish doesn't apply to Tzitzis. Tzitzis is hotra. Tzitzis is not dechuya. Reish Lakish applies to dechuya. Call makom shatam ol tzitzis v'ol sasa. Any place you find a tzitzis v'ol sasa, there's no special pasuk. Then there's a rule of efshal kain shneyem muta v'imlav yavosei v'ol sasa. Here's not call makom. Here's exeris akasa of gedila lo silva shatnes aval gedilim tasam chamehem. That's what Tosa says. What does he say? Inami midaraisa shayiv rabbanu the gazer came to efshal kaim shneim. Either Reish Lakish only meant zixir rabbanu efshal kaim shneim midaraisa is totally hutra, or abo midaraisa shayiv the kolayim mamish hutra eitzal tzitzis. He says hutra eitzal tzitzis. Lamishum dechia. Inami maskanum time mahachi. Or he says that there's only a line in the Gemara. The maskan is not that way. So that's what Tosa says clearly. Tosa says this is Tosa's big chiddush. The Rasha was still assuming that Klayim is the Chuyas, regular Sei Dochul Sasa. Tosa says, no, Shatnez and Tzitzis is not regular Sei Dochul Sasa. That's regular Sei Dochul Sasa. Shatnez and Tzitzis is Hutra Legamre. Tosa doesn't say this in this so many words in Ardaf, but, yeah, it's on the Makaris. The Ramban quotes this in Ardaf, right? He quotes the Shemiyah Shomrim. Okay, it's not like a mysterious Shomrim in the Ramban. He's just quoting the second day in in Tosos there, or the third day actually, Ramban here quotes the, also from the third day in Tosos, that the second, third day in Tosos, that Klein says it's a Sotra, nothing to do with the Chuyah. So we have a fundamental machlokas here. Is Klein that says it's the Chuyah, like the Rashba, and you have to give no Kenta, which may or may not work. Or no, Klein says it's a Sotra, that's not regular Tzedo Losasa. Klein says it's a Sotra, and that's why it's no problem at all, and ignore Rich Lachin and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that's either Drabanan or is a line that, Havmina line that we don't pass to like.
If Klein says it's a Sotra, how does it serve as the core to tell us?
Excellent question, right? This is the big weakness in this that's actually what the Ramban says right here, right? If you look at the Ramban right here, why didn't everyone like this daya? Meaning, it seems very attractive. I mean, first of all, because you have to be nidhak of enough stuff memo aleph to say that. That's either Drabanan, which is strange, then we're making zero l'gzera, or that's only a line of the Havmina, which is always a little dachuk. But I think the major reason they didn't like it, what did the Ramban say? V'yeshes over der shlokesh v'amit varo. Klein v'tzitzis l'gamrei hutar. Mismuchin, right? L'gamrei hutra. V'haydim enochus d'chia v'yalmahi. And that was just the chia, that was just a Havmina line of enochus. V'loni hiro li b'shmaitzin. This is the Matan's kasha. Domi hacha gamrinu l'chol ha-tor d'atzi ha-seyru d'chol ha-sase. This is the makar ha-seyru d'chol ha-sase. DMK, right? Have an hutcher be the makar of a seidel v'losaser. MK neima, I feel after looking at shneim l'itchi domi l'tzitzis. If tzitzis was hutcher, then it should be the makar that I say is matel losaser. Even it's after looking at shneim. Have tzitzis be the makar of a seidel v'losaser. If tzitzis is hutcher, I say domi l'tzitzis is the choya. If tzitzis, even if it's after looking at shneim, and regular I say domi l'tzitzis is only if after looking at shneim, doesn't make any sense. That's Matan's kasha. That's Ramban's kasha. That's why he didn't like the tosos. Okay. What is the answer?
Moroim is correct.
Okay. So that's a good point. If you remember, I quoted the Lord Rome once, who says Rish Lakish is and calls our rule is only Drabanan. Moroim interpreted this Tosos to mean not that Rish Lakish is only Drabanan by Tzitzis, that Rish Lakish is only Drabanan by Kolotar Kula, in which case there's no Kasha. But A, that's only second day in Tosos, not the third, and B, that's not Shana Tosos, not like the Lower Rome. That's exactly what Dechemet says in the Lower Rome. He says, you think that's Shana Tosos? No, Tosos didn't mean Rish Lakish is always Rabbanan. Tosos meant Rish Lakish is Rabbanan in Tzitzis, because Tzitzis is Hutra. But let's admit, unlike the Lower Rome, that in general, we don't write so even within Rish Lakish, that says only Dokro Sase, Bide, Eishel Kamshneim. So how can Tzitzis be the Mokker? That's Taka, very strong Kasha on Tosos, very strong Kasha on Tosos. Especially since Maskon of our sugya seems to be in the middle of Hayim and Aleph that Takat Sitzes is the Makar of Seidoch Losasa and Kol Tzarkula. Right? We rejected on top of the Hayim and Aleph, but we resurrected on Daf Hayim base. So it's Takat, a good question. So, I'm not sure, and the Chazanish also they didn't like this at all. Chazanish hated this chapter for this reason, saying Kashi's Ramban. I think, the Rav says this. I think this might be what you have to say, but the Rav defends Tosfos. He has a very clever way of defending Tosfos, though. What does he say? He says that, it's based on an assumption, I guess. Forget it. I can't prove the assumption. Okay, so, but what does the Rav explain? He says that really you can learn Dechuya from Hutra. How so? He says, because from the fact that Tzitzis by Klaim is Hutra, we can learn that an assay is more important than a lav. We can learn that an assay is more important than a lav from the example of Hutra. And once we learn that an assay is more important than a lav, we can't necessarily know Hutra and call it Tarkula, but we can learn and call it Tarkula that assay dochas losase. So I admit it's a little dochuk, right? But he's saying, from a Hutra, we learn that an assay is more important than a lav. And once an assay is more important than a lav, then we can extrapolate from there to call Tarkula of the Chuya. It's still a bit of a stretch. It's not, like sometimes the Rav has an answer, or any Akhra has an answer, and you're like, like Revelation Eureka, like now this is like, obviously, like I got the MS. So I didn't answer that, like, okay, now, like I won't die if I need to have an answer. So I think this is definitely the latter category, or at least the Lameitav Havanasi. But you have to say that you can learn, that's the weakness. You have to be chadish that you're allowed to learn from Hutra to Dechuya, because you're learning the suppose that an asay is more important than a lav. It's still not so pashut, but that's obviously that's obviously the weakness. That's the Ramban says here, that's the weakness. How do you learn from Hutra to Dechuya? You have to say, look, Hutra is Xeris Akasa. But we learned from Xeris Akasa that Asay is more important than a lav. And therefore, once an Asay is more important than a lav, we know it's at least Dechuya and call it Arfula. That's the core. Yeah, I don't have a better answer.
I mean, actually, because it's not really true. You're not learning that Asay is more important. You're saying this is the case. Since this Ermeda, you logically can't follow and say that Asay is more important than Los Asay. You can say, this is what you do to for census. It has nothing to do with essay and los essay.
I hear the taina.
The rabbit also suggested that really there are two different census. One is chokshah, one is tuchuya. Gemara Menachos is maybe referring to the chok's minor, which is only, which is chokshah, and our Gemara here is referring to the tuchuya aspect of census.
If I'm going to challenge you to actually explain that, you're not going to succeed. What do you mean? You mean there's an aspect that's only dechuya?
Yeah.
Lemaisa, you're allowed to put klayim unnecessarily. So what aspect is only dechuya? Okay, anyway, think about this. You're right. It's taka good kasha on that whole chakira. The whole chakira sits as hotra dechuya. The big kasha is hotra. What's it doing in our sugya? And the Rav says, oh, it's some general vague idea of nasei being better than a losasa, which I admit is a little shvach. But I'm not. I don't have a better answer. It's taka. It's a bit of a weakness. It's a bit of a shvach. So let us then. Let's go to another answer. Okay. Anyone have another answer to this stira? What does the Ramban himself say here, anyone?
You could say that it's dechuya, but the sugya is on the right, the Ramban says on the tail, is don't call the Reish Lakish.
Exactly. That's what the Ramban says in the end. The Ramban says something consistent, right? The Ramban says something more consistent. The Ramban says it is a machlokes amoroim, right? This sugya holds that asei dochlo sase, even if Efsher Lakayim Shnehem. Basically, it's not anything special about Tzitzis. This figure holds that all Asei Dochel Osas is Hotra. Yeah, it must be that Yivam Mustaf Lamentes and Yivam, Menach Mustaf Lamentes, of course, and Yivam Mustaf Dalet, not like Reish Lakish. You have to go, it doesn't say how Lachol Moshe Bissina. Just as Reish Lakish. Okay, that's Reish Lakish's opinion, right? Holds against Reish Lakish. And this, Reish Lakish holds that Asei Dochel Osas only if it's Efshar Lekayim Shnehem. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says, no. It's not it's Sitzis versus Koltar Kula, because then he has Matan's question, which is really his question. The Ramban says, a very fundamental focus is all Asei Dochel Osas Hutra Dechuya. And therefore, that's a big chiddush, that there are two sugyas in Shas that hold that every Asei Dochel Osas, even if you can kind of shame, it's still okay. Right? That means, that according to these two sugyas in Shas, if, if someone's brother dies and one wife is chayav lavim and one wife isn't, then the Torah, he's still allowed to be miyam the chayav lavim. It doesn't matter if the Efshar do anything else. He's still always allowed to do an aveir and do a mitzvah. That's a big chiddush. But that's the Ramban says, that taka two sugyas in Shas disagree with the Reish Lakish. That's the Ramban's answer. Okay, we're only missing Tosos and Ardaf, and the first. The first
day in Tosfos Menachos. What does Tosfos say in Ardaf? How does Tosfos Miyashin do in Ardaf? Is tzitzis, you're allowed to do shatnez even unnecessarily. Or no, only if it's absolutely necessary. So what did he point out? He pointed out something clever. The Gemara in Daf Mem Amud Aleph. In what case did it say you're only allowed to do shatnez if it's necessary? A case where the guy was missing? No. Close. He was missing tchelis, right? Where he had kala ilan, right? So, what does Tosus say? Look at our Tosus. Da'afilu tzemel fishin is tzemer. This is also the first answer of Tosus in Menachos. Nere da'afilu shnechud lomon shal tzemer shari v'pishtim, k'damar Menachos. Avgav de'efker v'mino, k'damar ha'sam. Why? So he says, Migo the Tchelas Patra Lava Nami Poter. That is quoting a line from Shmuel, the Daf Lamed Tesvin Beis. He says, look, there's this Migo line. Now again, the Migo line is only in the Havmir, the Shakra Batarya there. It's not like Mochra, if that's right. There was a Migo line there. What does that mean? If I have a linen suit, Migo, I can put the blue wool, I can put white wool. So now, Tosas just adds a thing. But Lovin shall pishanami poter at semer al migo, the migo, the lovin shall semer poter, pish them, lovin shall pishanami poter, bit semer. The dafma of him trelas. Tosas says, let's get another color so you can squeeze them in. Tosos in Yevamos and in Menachos in his first day says, here we have a migo because of the trelas. When did it say you could do whatever you want? That's only when you have tcheles. That was manazeh. When you have tcheles, there's a migo. What's the migo? One case is a mefurish mitzvah, easy migo. If I have a linen suit, migo, I'm putting in two strings of blue. Well, I might as well put in two strings of white wool. The other migo is a bigger kiddush. If I have a wool suit, migo tcheles is allowed to be shatnez on linen suits, tcheles can be shatnez on wool suits. Migo the lavan can be shatnez in wool suits. The lavan on linen suits, the lavan can be shatnez on wool suits when you have tcheles. So when you have tcheles, you have this migo. But when there's no tcheles, meaning once you have tcheles, it's eifshel l'kayim shneim in one case. Tcheles is eifshel l'kayim shneim. When you have a linen suit, you need wool tcheles. And then migo, when you have tcheles, you can do as much shatnez as you want. But the Gemara daf mem amar aleph is when you don't have tcheles, when the guys are in Kala Ilan. Aval, b'makosh ein tcheles, asur came the efshar b'mino. Dam nachos asur shatim tzitnish go Kala Ilan, perfectly lavan, shatim 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 shatim. But the case, they say, maybe the guy's really wearing Kala Ilan. If he's really wearing Kala Ilan, he's no tcheles. If he has no tcheles, then it's efshar b'mino. So this is a case where there's no tcheles. So, there's no migo. So, Tosfos says no problem. When there's no tcheles, of course we apply the rule. It's, what do you mean? Efshel l'kayim shneim. Right? If it's efshel l'kayim shneim, then you're not allowed to wear shatnez. But when there is tcheles, since at least in some strings of some begadim, it's efshel l'kayim shneim and it's docha, therefore through migo, it's always docha. That's Tosfos' chiddush, migo. Now, what exactly is the svara of Tosfos' migo? Is not a trillion percent clear, right? What's the svara of Tosfos' migo?
It's almost like the svara that the Gemara proposed for Tanya and Shema. The notion that tzitzis is always tzemer, and it's going to be either on a beged of pishtim or tzemer, shows you that the Torah understands that when you have tcheles, there's going to be kilai.
And therefore?
He's almost like invoking that svara to tell you that's true lemaisa for us, even though we reject that as basis for...
Okay, but so what? So, but maybe that's only when you need to. I mean, you're right. I'm just challenging you to say it a little more clearly. It's not clear what the Mishnah's migo is, right? This is not a migo of Modu Mixas. Hey, what is this migo? Why is there a migo? Just because Tcheles in some cases allows Klayim, why should it? Just because when Tcheles it's necessary, you need to have Klayim, why should the migo that when it's not necessary and you have Tcheles, you're allowed to have Klayim? What's the nature of that migo?
So you know what I said before, maybe that's the whole tenai of the Torah, that when you have tcheles, then it's... When you have tcheles, it's
so tcheles. This is a machlok between the Rav and the Rishimas here on the Chazan Ish. Where's the Chazan Ish? In Simon Bey's Os Bey's, Rav Or Chaim. The machlok between the Rav and the Chazan Ish, what Tosfos in this answer in Yevamos, and his first answer in Menachos means... Basically, the question is, does he think klayim betzitzis is chutra or dekuya? So the way the Rav says it is that Tosfos holds klayim betzitzis chutra. What does the migo mean? The migo means that, look, in a case where, again, going back to exactly what David said, in a case where the Torah never talked about Klayim, then Mehechi Tesi, we should have Hutra. That's the Kultar Kula, which is regular Dekuya. Right? So, Klayim Betzitzis Hutra, what does that mean? in the case where the Torah meant klayim, which is where there's tcheles, then it's hutra. That's a full mitzvah tzitzis. When you're doing the mitzvah tzitzis b'shlein musa, you're doing the full mitzvah tzitzis with tcheles. That's what the Torah said. Yeah, tcheles, like the shock of Tyre Gemara. Tcheles, of course, has to be tzitzis. Has to be shatnez. And once tcheles has to be shatnez, that meant hutra. When you're dealing with a real chetz of tzitzis, a chetz of gemura of tzitzis, a tzitzis b'shlein musa, with tcheles and with lavan, then that's what the Torah talked about and says it's allowed to be shatnez. Like the shakam tayra gemar, you might have thought minak knaf, no kamash malan, tchelas imra. Right? That's what the Torah meant to be hutra. But without tchelas, that's not what the Torah meant. And you're back to Kala Torah Kula rule of Asei Dochlus Aseh. Daf Mem said, since it's without tchelas, that's not the case the Chumash was talking about. The Chumash was talking about full tzitzis, not half tzitzis. So if tzitzis without tchelas, that's like every other thing in the Torah, regular Asei Dochlus Aseh, and you have to play Rish Lakish. So tzitzis without tchelas is like a regular mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. It's no less than lulav, right? No less than tefillin. So tzitzis without tchelas, that's a mitzvah, but that goes with the regular rules. There's no special tzitzis and also. Tzitzis with tchelas, that's what the Torah was talking about. Midashesh imra tchelas kitna, midashesh kitna tchelas imra. And therefore, the Tosas is holding hutra, like in his later answers. But it's only hutra in the chetza the Torah meant, ideally, which is with tchelas. If you're not with tchelas, then the Torah didn't say anything, and you just have to go to the regular rule of asei dochlus sase. And then you're not going to be able to apply that rule because of Rish Lakish. That's the way the Rav interpreted Tosos' first answer. And Tosos Yevamos. The Chazanish didn't like it, because like the Ramban, the Chazanish didn't like to bring Hutra into our Sugya. How can you learn? Tosos is still saying it's really Hutra in the circumstance of torment. And then you have the Ramban's Kasha. How does that work in our Gemara? So the Chazanish was very Nidchak. Very Nidchak. Yes?
But in the case where you don't have tchelos, you clearly can learn essay dochlos asay.
No, that's not a source of learning. That's a result. The only reason we would have a having to think essay dochlos asay in tchelos without tzitzis is because we learn from tzitzis with tchelos to kol Torah kula. But that's the yad, not the mutza. So the Chazan Ish wants to say klayim b'tzitzis is nidche. He likes the chuya because this is regular say dochlo sase. If it's nidche, how does the migo work? That's going to be a little tricky, right? If it's nidche, then how does the migo work? So he has to say that he's very clever. I'm just not sure if you want to read this all in Tosos. But he says, what's the principle of the migo? The principle of the migo is just that, you know, more klayim is no worse than less klayim. Right? If you ask me, is it a bigger aveira? Let's say I have a woolen linen beged. Now I'm going to sew on another wool section. Right? I have a woolen linen suit. Right? And then I have a woolen linen suit jacket. And then I get very hypocritical. And I want to wear my shatnez and even look firmer than I already do. So I want to make it into a long jacket. So I add more wool to the bottom. Is it a bigger aveira now? If I add more wool to it's woolen linen. But now it's more woolen linen. So is that a bigger aveira? Obviously, if it's wool and I add linen, that's an aveira. If it's linen, I add woolen aveira. If it's already shatnez and I add more, is that a bigger aveira? He says, that's what the migo means. Migo means, once it's mutter wear klayim, it's no difference. A beged is a beged. Makes no difference if there's 6 ounces of klayim or 12 ounces of klayim. There's no difference between 2 strings of klayim and 1 string of klayim and 5 strings of klayim. Klayim is klayim. That's how he interprets the migo. This works very well for the first half of the migo.
Can you have a chalik between the strings and the beged? The Torah says that the strings make it into klayim. Bigdayim doesn't mean it's a beged of tzemer and pishtim together.
Correct, but that's what he's saying the migo means. Misvara, that's what he's saying, for example, let's say the Torah said, if I have a linen garment, I'm allowed to put on wool tchelas. Then I'm also allowed to add a wool collar. Because what's the difference? Klayim is klayim.
That's not what the Torah is telling us.
Yeah, no, that's not. That's a separate svara. The separate svara is that klayim is klayim. A beged is a beged. It just makes no difference how much of it is klayim. That's a svara. That's not what the Torah tells us. It just means, misvara, it's the same thing to wear klayim with two pieces of wool as one piece of wool. So I might as well. That's a svara. Therefore, what? Now, here's where he gets in trouble. Half of it is very easy. What? Which half is easy? Right? This is part one. Part one, I have a beged of pishtan. I have chute tcheles of tzemer. So what does the migo mean? The migo means I'm allowed to have chute lavan of tzemer. Right? That makes a lot of sense. Meaning, mele, it's already shatnez. I have two strings, according to Tosfos, two strings of tzemer in my linen suit. So what's the difference if I put four strings? That's right, it's dechuya. Just what's dechuya? What's the difference if I have a few extra strings? The tricky part is this. What about part two? Part two, I have a beged of tzemer, and I have, of course, chutei tcheles of tzemer. Now I'm adding chutei lavan of pishtan. How is the migo matter that? Right? What?
There's no shatnez to begin with.
There's no shatnez to begin with. So the chazanis has to be very clever to justify Tosfos and save his beloved dechuya. So, very cleverly, what does the Chazanish say? He says, nope, say it like this.
I have
a beged with chutei lavan of pishtan. Now, I'm chayav, read that into the given. I have a beged with chutei lavan of pishtan. Okay. There's such thing as a beged. This beged with chutei lavan of pishtan is chayav and tzitzis. So what do I have to add to it? Therefore, I must add chutei tcheles of tzemer. Because tcheles has to be tzemer. So I have to add klayim. Once I already have klayim through the migo, I can also make the whole beged of pishtan. Because I have of tzemer, I apologize. Make the whole beged of tzemer, because I have klayim anyway. Right, so that's what he says, just look at the other way around. I'm starting off with a beged with two white strings of linen. Now I have to put tchelos on, so I have no choice but to put klayim. Once I have to put tchelos on, I have no choice but to put klayim, so the whole beged could also be tzemer. And therefore he says, this is really, it's Eif Shalikayim Shneyem, plus amigo. Once I already have those two strings of white pishtan, I must add tchelos of tzemer. Once I have tchelos of tzemer, who cares what the actual garment's made out of, because it's already klayim. That's, I mean, it's a little funny, because that's not the chronological order you actually do it. But that's the Chazon Ish's Chiddush. If you want to say it in Lumdish terms, what he means is that the chetza of the beged is chayim and tzitzis. The strings of lavan are part of the beged. That's his Chiddush. The strings of lavan are also counted as part of the beged. Once the strings of lavan are part of the beged, they themselves are chayim and tchelas. And now it's Eif Shalikayim Shneyem, and now you have the migo. That's a big, you know, that's what they call, Talmudic reasoning. This chazanish, meaning it's common sense doesn't work. But al pi lamdas, he wants to say yes. The two chutei lavan are, this is part of, this is the chaloshem of the beged. The chaloshem beged includes the chutei lavan. Now you'll say, hold on, why did you put chutei lavan onto your tzemer beged in the first place? So I'm not putting it on yet, I'm not asking that question. Right? The chaloshem beged includes two chutei lavan. Now those two chutei lavan are chayiv and tcheles. So you have no choice but to put on tcheles. Now I have chutei lavan of pishtan with tcheles of tzemer. Now I say, once I already have no choice, I have the chuy of klayim, I might as well retroactively have made the whole beged of tzemer. Okay, very clever logic of the Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish wants, is forced to do this with Tosos, because he doesn't want Tosos to admit that klayim is this chutra, because he holds then the Mahalach of our Gemara, would not work. Okay, this is basically most of what we meant to discuss today. We started out with a fundamental stira. But Hotra Dechuyah, Rish Lakish, Etzel Kayim Shneim. What's going on here? What do you mean, Pishtim with Semer? And we have four answers. Either the Ramban, Kolator Kula Machlokis, whether we hear about Eshelkhan Shneim or not, or Tosfos. No, Kolator Kula is the Chuya, but since it says Hutra, special there is a custom of Hutra. And then we have the weakness. So how do we learn Hutra from the Chuya? Which is the Kasha, or you have the Rashba, who just makes an Okimta, and says, what do you mean? Look at the individual subjective Eshel Kaim Shnehem. And then you have Tosos of the Migo, we're not sure what that means. The simpler way, I think, is like the Rub. What do you mean it's Hutra, but only Hutra in the case the Torah originally meant? Or you have the Chazon Ish, who tries to rescue Tosos for Dechuya, which halfway works beautifully, and that halfway is Shmizi anyway. The other half, he comes up with a clever formulation to justify Tosos for the Dechuya camp. It's a big fetish, but maybe possible. It's a big fetish, but maybe possible. And we'll just continue, Mirtz Hashem, next time with a little more finishing up some details about Hotcha Dukhuy and Tzitzis, and some of the other details in Tzitzis in the Gemara. And I think maybe we'll also be able to go on to the next part of Daf Hamadal. The